You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
I am backstage with the full gang of judges. Give me one word of what, in an ideal world, all radio would be to you. So if we start Let's start with Vicky.
What, one word?
Yeah, now you know how we all feel when your hand's in the bucket.
I don't quite know where to go from there.
It's going to be the first thing that comes to your head.
I'm engaging. It's happened a few times for me tonight. When it has, I've been properly captivated by it. So engaging is the most important thing for me. And when it does really engage me, I'm with it through the entire demo.
Amy, you singled out Charlotte for sounding as though she was a friend. You were listening in on a friend. So intimacy, perhaps?
I was going to use the word encapsulating.
Oh, I like it.
It's a little bit engaging, but always a little bit more, essential. I loved her style, and I think it is someone that you can just listen to very easily, but someone who makes you laugh as well. That's a whole other level, and I felt like she had both of those things, and also generate some kind of emotion. For me, that's quite an important thing.
Jordan, what are you after?
Because you said laugh, I'd say relatable. If you can relate to people.
Another good word.
Relatable. Definitely got to be relatable.
Vicky?
I have got one now. I would say conspiratorial.
In
terms of, as the judges were discussing earlier, it doesn't matter about genre or radio station.
Yeah.
If a presenter is a great communicator and has that kind of conspiratorial way of drawing you in to listen to something a little bit longer, a little bit more, because you feel like he or she is speaking to you, you lean forward into them and you become part of it. And I think that's the difference. That's that magic thing that you're just like, I don't know what it is about Ella or whoever it might be, but I want to listen to her more. And I think she was a great example of that. I think she just completely drew you in.
The pressure's on, Chris. Get the thesaurus out.
I think it's going to be natural. Because that's what I always look for in a presenter. I want a person to be natural. I want a person to be the person who is in the room, who is on air, and who I can spend time with. And I think that's really important to me as an agent. That means I can buy into them and help sell them, if you like, into the industry. And I think that's really important to me. And I heard a lot of people tonight who were just them. And I know that they are them. And I've seen them post that just literally on the, like, as I walked in here. And they are them. And I love that. Natural presenters being them.
And Paul, I'm on the edge of my seat.
One is going to go for the hyphenated.
Oh, we love a hyphen. Oh. I love a hyphen.
I will go with multidimensional. That's two words, isn't it? No, it's hyphenated.
Hyphenated.
Oh, right, yeah, of course.
For a second, I thought your word was hyphenated.
No. That would be amazing. I think multidimensional. I think the best broadcasters are the people who can make you laugh but also make you cry, who can do gear changes like no other, and who can do the fun, isn't life great, aren't we all having a great time, but then also when life is shit, and life is shit, say, do you know what, this is happening to me, or this is happening and these are my views on it, this is my thought process, I'm having a bad day, bear with me. And I think those are the people who really effectively do what all of you guys have said. They engage, they're relatable, they're real, they're natural. And I think those are the best presenters. So I think the ones who can juxtapose all forms of emotions against each other. Who'd have thought I'd be using juxtapose on a Tuesday night?
I'm not going to go into it, but I just want to change my word to genuine.
That's a valid word.
Just for the record, though,
go on.
I'll say the conference in Cardiff has been brilliant. We've had a brilliant time, haven't we?
Yeah.
And there's still more to come.
As host, I know, we're only here the first night. But I must say, we had a brilliant production tonight, and thank you to those guys there. Demo Factor was one of those moments where we can all come together and have a laugh. I'm so glad the Student Radio Association let us do this every year. Fingers crossed, they'll let us back next year. Thank you very much for actually being part of it, uploading. Next year, I hope you have the balls to do it again. Without you, there ain't no show. Hashtag SRAcon. Have a nice night.
It's been a pleasure talking to you all.
There ain't no party like a Demo Factor
hashtag
party.
Hashtag juxtaposition.
I think it's time to get the drinks down us
again.
To hear more, go to studentradio.org.uk.